Okay, good morning everybody, and Feluchim Chanukah. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Yud Zayin. We left off on the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. We're at the two dots at the on the second line of the Rishona Hu Omer. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, L'zechus R'fuah Shleimah for Aryeh David Alevi Ben Yehuda's Shira, and it's also sponsored anonymously, L'zechus R'fuah Shleimah for Sarah Ahuva Bashena Elisheva Tzipora, Shaolis, who will be undergoing surgery today. She should have Refuah Shleima, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael, and we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to first discuss we'll continue the discussion of the additions that we have to the brachos in the Shmona Esrei of a Tainis, and then the Gemara is going to spend most of the daf talking about two issues: drinking wine and getting haircuts, particularly as it relates to Kohanim. So the Gemara is going to tell us that really, by all rights, Kohanim should not be drinking any wine bizman habayis or bizman habayis when they're on to do the avoda, or bizman because the Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt at any moment, but Rebbe allows it since it's been so many years since there's been a Beis HaMikdash and it hasn't come. So to ask them for all of history because of that would be very difficult. Then the Gemara is going to talk about haircuts for Kohanim and for kings and how frequently they would get their haircuts. And then the Gemara is going to talk about on Amud Beis why Kohanim Bizman Hazeh don't need to get haircuts, even if you hold that they can't drink wine, meaning shouldn't they be ready for the avoda in every which way? If they need to get haircuts at a particular, at a particular interval of time, shouldn't they always be getting those haircuts just in case the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? And the Gemara is going to give two explanations of the difference between drinking wine on the one hand, where we do expect them to be ready, and haircuts on the other hand, where there's no expectation that they be ready for the Beis HaMikdash at a moment's notice. Then the Gemara is going to tell us how we know certain halachos midivrei Kabbalah before the Nevi'im ever came along, meaning if there are halachos that are dinim d'oraisa that we derive from the Navi, well, what happened before the Navi came along? Where did these dinim, how did we know these dinim? And the reason we mention that is because one of the dinim we're going to talk about is the link between long hair and wine, and what kind of psul it is to have long hair versus what kind of psul it is for a Kohen to have drunk wine. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to go into Megillas Tainis. The Gemara is going to discuss the days before and after Megillas Tainis also being Aser Behesped, but days before Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, those are Mutter Behesped, because after all, people are going to take D'oraisa seriously, so we don't D'oraisa lo bo'i chizik, we don't need to strengthen Dinim D'oraisa by adding extra days onto the Dinim D'oraisa. So let's begin the very top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, the Mishnah had said that they would add six extra brachos on the Tainis, and the Mishnah tells us how they would be Messiah each bracha. So al rishonu omer mishon es Avram. It says that on the first one they would say the same Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered Avram Avinu Bar Maria should answer us, and then we say that in the fourth bracha we say mishon es Shmuel b'mitzvah, and then we say that Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tzaka, and by the fifth bracha we say mishon es Eliyahu Bar Karmel and Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tfila. So Tana Yesh Machlif and Tzaka Eliyahu Tfila Shmuel. In the fourth and the fifth bracha we mention Shmuel and Eliyahu, and by Shmuel we said Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tzaka, by Eliyahu was Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tfila. So some flip it around, and they're Chosem Baruch Shomei Tzaka by Eliyahu and Baruch Shomei Tfila when it comes to Shmuel, not the way it's brought in our Mishnah. So says Gemara Bishla Magabi Shmuel Ksiv Beit Tfila. I understand by Shmuel you do find the Lashon of Tfila Uksiv Beit Tzaka, and you also find the Lashon of Tzaka. So I could see why the Mishnah and the Braisa could each have a point of view as to what language to use to describe the way the Ribbono Shel Olam answered the Tfilos, or to describe the Tfilos themselves of Shmuel and of Shmuel. Elegabe Eliyahu Tfila Ksiv Tzaka Lo Ksiv. But by Eliyahu we do find the Lashon of Tfila, we don't find the Lashon of Tzaka by Eliyahu. So how can the Braisa change the Nusach and say Mishan is Eliyahu and then conclude Baruch Shemei Tzaka? We don't find that Hashem heard the Tzaka of Eliyahu. Tzaka was never used by Eliyahu. Says the Gemara, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Lashon Tzakehi. That phrase, Aneni Hashem Aneni, which is the phrase that Eliyahu used, is in fact a Lashon of Tzaka. It was said, Biderech Tzaaka, which is something that projects a certain depth from the heart, more so than just the lashon of tefillah. So by the kfelus halashon of aneni, aneni, saying it twice, that tells you that a person is screaming out in desperation, and that's a lashon of tzaaka more than it is a lashon of tefillah. Then we said in the Mishnah, alashishus huamr mishan as Yona, alashvius huamr mishan as David, that we go on to describe Yona and David. So the Gemara asks on the order of the Nevi'im that we're talking about, and the tzaddikim that we're talking about that are mentioned over here. It's an unusual order that we're saying them in. So it says Gemara Michti Yona Basa David and Shlomo Hava. Yona was after the tekufa of David and Shlomo. So my time Maktim Lebreisha. Why do we put Yona before David and Shlomo in the order of the brachos? Mishum Dabay LeMichtam, because we want to be chosim the bracha and all of the brachos of the Tainus with the bracha of Merachim Al. That should be the last bracha, because we're mispalel so that Hashem should have rachmanus on the aretz and save us by providing us with rain. And that conclusion is shaykh for David and Shlomo, who were mispalel about Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we put Yonah first before David and Shlomo, because we want to finish with David and Shlomo, since that's the theme that we want to be talking about. The Marsha raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara ask about Eliyahu also? He was also after David and Shlomo. But if you say Eliyahu is Pinchas, so then it's Miyushav, because Pinchas was before David and Shlomo. So that's why he used Lashon of Tefillah. It says V'yamod Pinchas V'yepalel. That's a Lashon of Tefillah. The kasha is that if you hold Eliyahu is not Pinchas, because Eliyahu is not a Kohen, and Pinchas Baron was a Kohen. So then what? Then why would Eliyahu? Why would the Gemara not even ask about Eliyahu? So the Marsha says that making Eliyahu before David and Shlomo is merames that Eliyahu is going to come to herald the geula of Mashiach ben David. So prior to Mashiach ben David, it's telling us what's going to be in the future, that we're going to have Eliyahu HaNavi first, and then Mashiach ben David is going to come. So we list in the Tainus, in the Tefillah of the Tainus, we put Eliyahu first to say his role precedes that of the descendants of David and Shlomo. The Keren Ora writes that they wanted Shomea Tefillah and Shomea Tzaka to be right next to each other. So that's why Eliyahu and Shmuel had to go together. Tos Yontov gives two tirutzim as well. One is, he says Eliyahu was Pinchas, like we said before, or it could be that the answer that we would give for Yonah, that we wanted to be Chosim with Merachim El Aretz, answers the question for Eliyahu as well. So maybe Enochinami, the Gemara's next question was going to be, well, why does Eliyahu come before David and Shlomo? But we don't need to ask that question anymore, because we already have an answer to that question when we ask, why does Yonah come before David and Shlomo? So it says Gemara Tanim Yishum Sumchus Amru Baruch Mashpil Haramim, that the Sumchus said that they would that we would be chosim the last bracha with Baruch Mashpil Haramim, because it talks about the lowering of those who were otherwise elevated, who were otherwise very honored people. So David and Shlomo were kings, and they were lowered and humbled by Tziras Geshamim. So Shalosh Tanios Arishonos Anshe Mishmar Masan V'lo Mashlimin. Then the Mishnah went on to say that the first three fast days, the people of the Mishmar who worked that week in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim who were serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, would be Misanev V'lo Mashlimin. As long as it wasn't their day, they can fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. And then we bring the din, the Shiyayin of Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beisav, that the Anshe Mishmar are not allowed to drink wine on the daytimes of the entire week, even though they're not slated to do the Avodah that day, whereas the Anshe Beisav were slated to do the Avodah that day. Not only are they not allowed to drink wine during the daytime, they're not even allowed to drink wine in the nighttime. So the Gemara brings a brisa that expands on this. Tan Rabban Meima Omru Anshe Mishmar Mutar L'Shtos Yayin B'Leilus Avlo B'Yamim. Why is it that if it was a Kohen's week, if it was that Mishmar's week in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's not their day, they're not allowed to drink wine during the daytime, but they're allowed to drink wine in the nighttime? What's the problem with drinking wine if they know they're not working that day anyway? Shema Tichbad Avodah Anshe Beis Avi Avo V'Yisayu Lahem. Because we have to be concerned that maybe the Avodah is going to be too much for for the Beis Av that is on call that day, and therefore they're going to have to be called in to help out. So we don't want them to be drunk when they're called in to help out. Okay, but why are the Anshei Beis Av who are working that day, why are they not allowed to drink at night? At night there's no avoda going on. That there is avoda going on at night because they're makdir the evarim on the mizbeach at night. L'chora, that should have been a good enough reason to say that the Anshei Mishmar shouldn't drink at night either. So we have to assume is that being makdir evarim at night is something that you could assess based on what went on that day. So meaning the whole concern of the Anshei Mishmar is that they may be called into service. But if they see how many kabanos there were that day, and they see that it's something that's a manageable number for the Kohanim who are on that day, so let the Kohanim that are on that day, we're not going to be called into service. So then they can drink at night. But the people who are actually in the Anshei Beis Av that are actually working that day have to work at night as well. So we see that the Chamor Machmir by Shtias Yain and the Goza that the Kohanim Mishmar of that entire week should not drink wine because of the Chshash, the possibility that they may have to do the Avoda. So the Brisa comes to expand this Isser and say that it's even Bizman said that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and there are no Kabbalos because of a Chashash Shemi Yibana HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash come back at any time and they're going to be called into service. So Mikan Omru Kol Kohen Shemakim Mishmarto Mishmar Beis Av Shelo. If a Kohen happens to know what his Mishmar is, he happens to know which Beis Av he belongs to, the Odeh Shabbat Yavos of Kavuin Sham, and he knows that his Beis Av is Ra'i to do Avoda, that there was no Psul in his Yichus, also Lishos Yayin Kolos HaYom. So on the day that he knows that his family would be doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, now even Bizman HaZeh, that Kohen should not be drinking wine on that day. A second din, the Brisa says, B'makim Mishmar Tovein, Makim Mishmar Beis Av Shalom. Let's say a Kohen knows which Mishmar he belongs to. He just doesn't know which Beis Av he belongs to. So he knows, V'yodeh Shabbat Yavosim Kavuin Sham, and he knows that his Beis Av was not Pasal Lukuna, so he can narrow it down to which week his family would be doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but he cannot narrow it down to which day. So good. So then the entire week that his family would be doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he should not drink any wine. And then the third din, Eino Makim Mishmarto Mishmar Beis Av Shelo, V'yodeh Shabbat Yevosav Kavuin Sham. If he doesn't know his Mishmar, he doesn't know his Beis Av, but he knows that he has no psul in his yichus. Also, Lishus Yayin Kolashana. Then he's not allowed to drink wine the entire year because each day he has to be Choshesh. Then maybe that's the day that he's supposed to be doing the Avoda. And if the Beis HaMikdash comes back, he may be called into service. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, also Lishus Yayin Liolam. Rabbi says, now I say that if you're correct, that because of the Chashash, the Shemi Yibana HaMikdash, we're going to ask a Kohen to drink wine, so then it's going to turn out that he's never allowed to drink wine. And even if he's Makir, his Mishmar, and is Mishmar in his Beis Av, because maybe the order of the Mishmaros is going to change when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and maybe they're all going to be called into the Avoda for the Chanukah Sabayis. How do we know what's going to be? That's what the Rishonim point out, that it's based on the possibility that they're going to need extra hands on deck by the Chanukah Sabayis. So that counts as a good Daf Yomi coincidence for the first day of Chanukah. So maybe even if you know your Mishmar, you know your Beis Av, no one should ever be allowed to, no Kohen should ever be allowed to drink wine, because maybe he's going to be called into service. But what can we do? We allow Kohanim to drink wine because of the Kalkala, meaning since it's been so many years since the Churban Abayis and it hasn't yet been rebuilt, we don't have to be Choshei Shema Yibana, that it's not considered a reasonable Chshash to alter the whole way you live your daily life on the Chshash that day might be the day that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen one day, and we are Metzapelo B'chol Yom Sheyavo. But it doesn't necessarily mean that a person is never going to be allowed to drink wine on account of the possibility that day might be the day that it's going to be rebuilt. Now the we said that any Kohen that's makir his mishmar and his Beis Av, and he knows that his Beis Av is kavua. So the Rishonim explain in a number of different ways why it is that he has to be yodeya Shabbat Yavos of kavua, or what that means. Rashi writes writes, he has to know that lo nischal al beis av shelo, that his beis av has not been rejected from the kahuna. Rishonim explained, the other Rishonim explained, that he knows that his beis av is kavuah, means that he knows that his beis av is kavuah for a particular day forever, and it's not his beis av is not among those whose day changes based on over time, or it doesn't have a kavius and is just tafel to some other mishmar. The Ritva says another possibility, that it's only when he knows a particular day that's also liolam, even when his fathers were nitfalim without a particular day, he's mutter to drink wine because they don't have a yom asuyam, so there's no chiyuv avoda on them. So if they don't have a particular day, then there's not going to be an avoda. Now we said, the Gemara says, we're choshesh b'chol rega, that the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt, except for the Shita of Rebbe, who says, that we're not choshesh, but the Gemara sounded like, the other Shita is that we are choshesh, that the Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt, and therefore the Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine. So the Achronim discuss a number of shilos that emerge from this. When Chaschinuch asks, the Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem Gimel tells us, that someone who says, Hareini Nazir, B'yomsha ben David Ba, is allowed to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. Eliyahu didn't come in Erev Shabbos, or won't come in Erev Shabbos. So why over here doesn't it say that he's allowed to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Menachas Chinuch suggests that Ein Ben David Ba, because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. But over here the Chashash is the Binyan HaMikdash. That could happen even on Shabbos before the Bias HaMashiach, which is counterintuitive. We would have assumed that the Bias HaMashiach has to precede the Binyan HaMikdash. But if you assume the Mikdash comes down min HaShemayim, it's also Machlokas HaMidrashim, whether that happens. But if you assume the Beis HaMikdash comes down in Hashemayim, it could be that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to land the Beis HaMikdash here without any advance warning. The other Achronim are bothered that Kohanim B'Zman HaZeh are Zavim. They're not allowed to do the Avodah until they're Matar themselves anyway. The Gevurah Sari raises the question, why is it Asr all day? The Gemara Menachos says that we're not Mechanik from Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaOla, with anything but the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tamid Shel Shachar can only be brought until 4 hours into the day, according to Rabbi Yudan, and until Chatzos, according to the Rabbanan. That's Brachos Tav Chavav. So after that day, that time, whatever it is, 4 hours into the day, or at most 6 hours into the day, it should be mutter for them to drink wine. Because even if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, you're not going to be able to be makrav any karbanos there, so there's not going to be any avoda there. That's the kasha of the Gevurah Sari. So Gevurah Sari suggests that our sugya holds, like the day of Mesachos Menachos, that they're mechanich the Mizbeach Hazav with the Ketoros of Ben Arbaim, and therefore you have to be choshesh that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and they're going to be maktir, and also that the menorah they're mechanech with the seven neros bein arbayim l'kulei alma. So you don't even need to lock it into a particular shita, that everyone holds that the menorah could be they could be mechanech the menorah. So there is going to be something for Kohanim to do even if it's a later part of the day. Furthermore, the Gevurah Sari asks that the Ikra Geula is either in Nisan or in Tishrei. That's what we learned in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, that it's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar B'Shua, whether it be Nisan Nigalin or B'Tishrei Nigalin. But all the other months, the Kuli Alma is not going to be the time of Geula. So how come we say that throughout the entire year, B'Chshash, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, it's also for the Kohanim to drink wine? The Geula is not happening at the other times of the year. So he says, Binyan Beis HaMikdash comes before Bias HaMashiach and Malchus Beis David, and it could be that even though they argue when the Geula is, but Binyan Abayis could be B'chol Yom, which is a Chiddush, that he says again, that separating Binyan Abayis from Geula. Pashtus, the Ramban writes in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, the very definition of Geula is Binyan Habayis, meaning to argue that they're two separate things. You could argue Bias HaMashiach maybe is different than Binyan Habayis, but the definition of Geula, the Ramban writes that Sefer Shmos is called Sefer HaGeula because the Binyan HaMishkan happens at the end of Sefer Shmos, and the definition of Geula is Binyan HaMishkan. So anyway, so that's some of the discussion in the Achronim relating to this possible concern that a Kohen shouldn't drink wine because the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt at any time. Then the Mishnah went on to say that Anshi Mishnah, back in the Gemara, Anshi Mishnah, Anshi Maimed, Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes, that the people whose Mishmar it is that week, or the people who are Anshi Maimed on the Karbanos that week, they're not allowed to cut their hair or launder their clothing throughout that week. But Chamishi Mutar M'nei Kavod HaShabbos, but they're allowed to on Thursday because of Kavod HaShabbos. My time, what's the reason for for such an iser. We don't want them going into their mishmar with unclean clothing and with long hair. If they know that at any time during that week they could still get a haircut, they could still launder their clothing, we're afraid they're not going to do those things in advance to prepare for going into the Beis HaMikdash. So once we mention this din of getting a haircut for Kohanim at the time of the mishmar, the Gemara brings a brisa about haircuts in general for a Kohen Gadol, for a Kohen Hedyot, for a Melech, throughout the year. Tan Rabbanan, Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom. A king gets a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol gets a haircut every week. Kohen Hedyot Achas Shoshim Yom. And Kohen Hedyot gets a haircut once every 30 days. So Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom. My Taima Amar Rabbi Abar Zavda Amar Kra Melech Biyaf Yotach Zenei Necha. A Melech gets a haircut every day because the halacha is that he always has to look his best. Melech Biyaf Yotach Zenei Necha is a pasuk that teaches us that he can never look manuval in front of the people. There is a tshuva sefer called Tshuvas Sharei Rachamim, where he was asked about a chassan that wants to get married during his shloshim, during shloshim of avelus for a relative, and he's not sure, is he allowed to get a haircut on the day of the chuppah to cover the wedding. So he first says that it's aser because the yom chuppah is his Yom Tov, and if it's a Yom Tov, then it's Asur B'Malacha. So if it's Asur B'Malacha, he's not allowed to get a haircut. So, but he brings a raya to be matir that it says that a melech is mistaper b'chol yom. A melech is always Asur B'Asiyas Malacha. The Pirkei Rav Lazar says a melech is never allowed to do Malacha. So how could he be mistaper b'chol yom? Getting a haircut is a Malacha. Elamai, they have a different definition of Malacha. Like we pointed out recently, not every time there's an Isur Malacha is it the same Isur Malacha. The minhag that women don't do Malacha for 30 minutes after the candles, the Neros Chanukah lit, doesn't mean that they're not allowed to do any malacha. They're allowed to cook, right? We know that's Rabbi Reisman quoted from Rabbik. It's not more chamer than Yom Tov, right? Where you're allowed to cook. So it doesn't mean that the Yisra malacha doesn't necessarily mean. It could just mean a malacha of tirdur or something like that. But maybe a malacha that's dafka to make them look better is not included in the Yisra malacha. Anyway, the heter of tisparis for a chasan, even during shloshim, is mefurish in Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, and it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch and Simshin Membeis. Aleph, that the chasan shemes aviv biyom chupaso, and he goes into the chuppah. The halach is he's no exayni mei avelus after the zayni mei mishta. So the council shloshim from the shemes aviv mei avelus and the zayni mei mishta are not mitzayv to the minyan shloshim, and he doesn't have the same din as someone who's kover meisa beregel, where the regel is olu the minyan shloshim, even though he only counts the shiva after the regel, because someone's meisa meis beregel we're knowing din shloshim during the regel, but b'shiva simei chuppah he's allowed to do. Because of Melech Biyafyo Teches Aneinecha, and therefore those days don't count toward the Shloshim. So you see, Mefurish that a Chassan is allowed to get a haircut B'Shivisimei Mishta during his Shavu Brachos, even if it's soon after he lost a relative. Okay, so that's as far as a Melech is concerned. The Gemara goes on. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol gets a haircut every Erev Shabbos. My Taima Amru Shomer Yisak Kol Mishmaros Mischachos, because then there's a new group of Kohanim coming in, and they should see the Kohen Gadol in his post looking the best he can. Kohen Hedyot Achas Shoshim Yom, and a Kohen Hedyot gets a haircut once every 30 days. Minolan, what's the source for that? Asya Pera Min Nazir. We derive it from the Halacha of a Nazir. Ksiv Hacha, in Sefer Yecheskel, in describing Kohanim, it says, Veroshim Leigalechu Ufera Lo Yishalechu, that they shouldn't grow their hair long. Ksiv Hasam, and by a Nazir, it says, Kadosh Yagidal Pera Sa'ar Rosho, that his hair grows out Pera. So Malalan, just like by a Nazir, the Pera of a Nazir is Shloshim, because the Nazirus is 30 days. Safkan, so too, when it comes to the Isser of a Kohen, to have Pera Rosh, so Shloshim, it also means 30 days of growth. V'Nazir Gufe Minalan. How do I know that a Nazir needs to grow his hair for 30 days? Where do I know that Nazirus is 30 days? Amar Rav Masna, Stam Nazirus, Shloshim Yom. Because a Stam Nazirus, if a person says, Hareini Nazir, it means he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Minalan, how do I know that that's true, that a Stam Nazirus is 30 days? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yihiyah. The Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Nedin Nizo, Tar Lo Yavar Al Roshot, says, Kadosh Yiyah, Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho. So it says, Loshon of Yihiyah, and Yihiyah, Begematria, Telasin Havi. Yihiyah is a Gematria of 30, so that's how I know Stam Nazirus is 30 days. There's a rare Dinda Raisa that's derived from a Gematria. We don't have too many examples of that, but this is a rare Dinda Raisa that's derived from Gematria, that Yihiyah is Gematria of 30. Amlir of Papa. Maybe the pasuk when it says "Peralo yishalechu by a kohen," it's saying "Lo lir buklal," that he shouldn't grow his hair at all, and he needs to get a haircut every single day. Or not every single day, but he needs to get a haircut before he gets to the 30-day mark, meaning not every 30 days, on day 29, before he gets to the point of Pera, meaning I understand your drasha from Nazir, but what you see from Nazir is that Pera means 30 days. Maybe the Kohen is not allowed to get to Pera, which means he can't get to day 30. He's got to get a haircut on day 29. If it would have said, then I would have said, you're right, that you got to get a haircut before day 30. But Paralei shalechu tells you para kama that you can have para, but you can have a 30-day growth. Paralei shalechu, don't go past that. So that's how I know he can get to day 30, but then he's got to get a haircut on day 30. Ihachi, if a kohen gets a haircut every 30 days and it's derived from that pasuk, then afilu inanami. Even now that there's a chobrna bias, kohanim should not be allowed to grow hair for longer than 30 days. They should have to get a haircut every 30 days. So answers Gemara, Dumya, answers Gemara, the issue of Gidul Seir is Dumya Deshsuya Yayin. It's similar to the issue of drinking wine, because the two are listed next to each other. So therefore, there's a hekish between them. Mashsu Yayin Bizman Bia Uda Asr, Shalom Bizman Bia Shari, just like Deshsuya Yayin is only Asr when you're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but Bizman is where there is no Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim are allowed to drink wine. So Afachanami, so over here also, the issue of Gidul Seir is only when there's a base of English, but not Bizman Azev. Tanya, they asked the Gemara, but wait, Rebbe Omer, Ani Kohanim Asun L'Shutziah in the Olam, that I hold the Kohanim are never allowed to drink wine, because the base of English might be rebuilt at any moment. But what could I do? Because it's been so long anyway that the base of English hasn't been rebuilt, so you can't say that they're never going to drink wine. Vamra Abai, come on, Shosu Kani, Shosu Ha'idna Kani Chamra. Whose sheet are the Kohanim following nowadays when they drink wine? Kirebi. They're following the sheet of Rebbe, who says that since it's been so long, they're allowed to drink wine. But Mechlal, the Rabbanan Asri. It sounds like that the Rabbanan would ask the Kohanim from drinking wine, Bizman Azeh. So we're back to our Kasha. According to the Rabbanan, that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine, Bizman Azeh. Why are Kohanim allowed to go 30 days without a haircut, Bizman Azeh? Says Gemara, my time up. Why is it the Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine Bizman Azeh? Meheri Yibana Bismigash beaten Kohen Aroy Lavoda. It's because Bismigash is going to be rebuilt and we're going to need Kohanim ready to do the Avoda. Veleka, we don't have that. But Hacha, Efshad the Masapra Vail. But over here, what's going to happen? Bismigash will be rebuilt, so they'll run straight to the barbershop. Whatever Yisraelim and are waiting to get their haircuts will allow the Kohanim to cut the line. They'll gladly let them go first, and then the Kohanim will be ready to do the Avoda, meaning it's a problem that's easily fixed, so you don't have to worry that they need to be ready at a moment's notice. They could have 2 minutes to get a haircut. Well, it only takes 2 minutes to get rid of the effects of wine also. So why would wine be a problem? After all, if a person walks a meal, which is an 18-minute walk, or sleeping even a kol shehu, will take away the effects of the wine. So why are we concerned with drinking wine bizman hazeh? That's only if you drink a revius. But if you drink more than a revius, then the 1 meal walk or the little tiny nap is not going to help very much. And that's why Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh, because they're going to drink more than a revius, according to the Rabbanan, because they're going to drink more than a revius of yayin, and then they're really not going to be ready when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Says the Gemara, another possible answer of why it is that we don't require Kohanim to get haircuts every 30 days, while the Rabbanan do asur Kohanim from drinking wine bizman hazeh. Rav Asher Amr Suyayin de Machli Avoda Gozbu Rabbanan. Perush lo Machli Avoda lo Gozbu Rabbanan. That if you drink wine, it's Mechal di Avoda. If you peru a rosh, it's not Mechal di Avoda. Meaning, what's the worst that's going to happen? That the Kohanim will be called into service immediately without any warning. Well, if he's drunk when that happens, it's Mechal di Avoda. So the stakes are much higher. Whereas if he just hasn't gotten a recent haircut when that happens, the stakes aren't so high. It's not going to be mechalel the avodah. So the Gemara had two answers to distinguish between the haircuts and the shiyayin. Answer number one was that haircuts you can fix right away. You're not going to have to, you can take care of the problem before you start the avodah, which shiyayin is not something that you can fix right away. And the second answer is that haircuts are much less of a problem as far as the avodah is concerned than wine is. So meisvei, so the Gemara challenges, is that really true? That not having a haircut, that having long hair is not mechalel the avodah? Ve'elu shem b'misa, the following avodas in the Beis Hamikdash are chayv misa b'day. The following people who do, the following averos in the Beis Hamikdash are chayv misa b'day shemayim. Shui yayin, the kohen does the avodah while drunk, and prui rosh if he has long hair. So bishlam shui yayin behedik sibu. By shui yayin it says beferish in the pasuk yayin v'sheker al teish atu v'nechav lo samusu, and says you're going to die if you go into the Beis Hamikdash. So you chayv misa el prui rosh minolan. How do I know that if a person does avodah with prui rosh, with long hair, that he's chayv misa? Tichsev v'rosham lo yigalechu fera lo yishalechu uksev basrei v'yayin lo yishtu kol koin bevoam l'chatzra penimis. So iskish prui rosh to suy yayin. You see that they're juxtaposed in the pasuk, so we link the iser of being prui rosh with iser being suy yayin, and therefore mash suy yayin b'misa, just like it's mefurash that someone who drinks that a drunk koin doing the avodah is chayv misa v'dei shemayim, saf prui rosh b'misa, so prui rosh is also chayv misa. So says Gemara, umina, shouldn't we derive from there that if we're really going to link the two, imash suyayin demachli avoda, af prey rosh demachli avoda, that if suyayin are machal di avoda, prey rosh should also be machal di avoda. So we wanted to answer that the reason Kohanim don't have to get haircuts every 30 days bisman hazeh is because anyway, even if they do the avoda without the haircut, it's not machal di avoda anyhow, only bash suyayin is machal di avoda. Here we have beferish that there's a hekish between the two of them, and if the hekish between the two of them tells me that they're both going to be chayv misa, shouldn't the hekesh between the two of them tell me that they're both going to be mechal liavoda? So in Masech Sanhedrin, where this conversation comes up, the Gemara says kasha, and it leaves it as a kasha. Over here in the parentheses, the Gemara has an answer. So the Ravashi answers, lo ki iskush lemisu di iskush avlochu liavoda lo iskush, that the hekesh is only as far as misa is concerned, that they're chayiv misa both for prayer rosh and suy yayin, but maybe as far as being mechal di avoda, maybe there is no hekish, maybe they're not equated as far as being mechal di avoda. Why is that only in parentheses? That sounds like a pretty good answer. Why not say that hekish, we don't have anywhere explicitly that it's that the prayer rosh or mechal di avoda? So we do have a klal that ain't hekish lemechza, that whenever you have a hekish, it's supposed to be through and through. So to say the hekish applies for one detail and not for the other detail is difficult. You have to say that the whole in order to say that the hekish applies for one detail, not the other, you have to say that the hekish isn't really a hekish, it's only an asmachta. So it's already weakening the whole answer if that's what the whole explanation of how I know that you're chayv misa if you're knocking it down to an asmachta. Armle Ravina Ravashi, ha mekami dasi yecheskel man amra. This link between prui rosh that yechayv misa v'dei shemayim, this halacha that prui rosh yechayv misa v'dei shemayim, because we learn it from shesui yayin, because of this hekish, that comes from pasuk in Yecheskel. Before Yecheskel came along, who said it? Samalei v'litaymeich. Ravashi said, according to your shita, you can ask in other contexts as well. Hadam Rav Chista, that which Rav Chista taught us, that davar zeh, the idea that a kohen who's an orel is possible to do the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. Mitoras Moshe Lalamanu, we don't learn it from the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. When we divrei Kabbalah Lamanu, we only learn it from Sefer Yecheskel, because the pasuk says Kol ben Echar Orel Leva Orel Basar Lo Yavol Mikdashi. So Hamikami Dasi Yecheskel Ma'amra, that halacha that an Orel is possible avodah. Before Yecheskel came along, who taught us that halacha? Ella, it's not such a problem because Gemara Gemirila, we must have had a tradition Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai that such a thing is true. Va'asi Yecheskel Va'asmucha Akra, and Yecheskel just gave it a pasuk to anchor it. So Achanami over here also, as far as the Chiyuv Misa for Puri Rosh, Gemara Gamrila Va'asi Yecheskel Va'asmucha Akra, it was a tradition. Then Yecheskel came along and made it a smachta to the pasuk. And according in the parentheses, Ravashi is Messiah the Teretz, and he says that since the makar of the Chiyuv Misa for Purei Rosh, who do avodah the Beis Hamikdash, is not the hekesh that's in Sefer Yecheskel. It's really Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. Oh, so now I understand. Ki gemiri halacha lemisa halacha liavodah lo gemiri. Now I understand. Since you're going to tell me the real source is not the hekesh anyway, so you cannot apply ein hekesh lemechza. So it could be that the hekesh only you cannot say ein hekesh lemechza. It could be that the hekesh is taka lemechza, that the hekesh only tells me about being chayiv misa, but the hekesh does not tell me me that it's mechalel the avoda, and maybe an echinami. If a kohen drinks wine, he's mechalel the avoda, but a kohen is perua rosh is not going to be mechalel the avoda. So now it happens to be that nowadays we paskin the kohanim are allowed to drink wine. We don't paskin an halacha like the shita of the rabbanan. However, there are dinim that the achronim derive from this basic concept that kohanim shouldn't be allowed to drink wine because of mehera yibana hamigdash. There's a fascinating Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Alef Sim Reish Yudalid, where he says that even though the Chachamim were mesakein to be mechabit kohanim, to get the first aliyah to the Torah, that's only by Shachris, but by Mincha of Shabbos, that you don't have to give a kohen the first aliyah, says the Marsham. Why? Because the Torah writes in Sim Reish Sadi Beis that in Mincha of Shabbos, we say the Pasuk, Vanis Filisi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon, based on what the Medrash says, that Yasichu Bi Yoshe Shar Unegino Shose Sheikhar. And it says afterwards, Vanitz Filisilu Chasham Eis Ratzon, that Amar Dublin Eric Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Medrash Ribbono Shalom, Afal Pisha Shasinu, Vanitz Filisilu Chasham. That we say Vanitz Filisilu Chasham as a way of saying, even though we've already had our Shabbos Suda, and had our Shabbos Suda, we drank, nevertheless, I'm still allowed to daven, I'm still going to daven, Takodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is still going to accept my tefillah at Shabbos Mincha. So you see that Bizman Mincha of Shabbos, we're in a matzav of Suyayayin. Not that we're so drunk, hopefully, that we can't daven. There is a certain stage of drunkenness where you're not able to be medaber b'fnei melech. If you're at that stage and you can't daven, that's why I was never a big fan of the right after lunch minchas, you know, the early minchas on Shabbos afternoon, because l'da avoneinu, a lot of times people have drunk way more than they should at the Shabbos Suda, more than they need a little bit of yayin at the Shabbos Suda. And if it's more than a little bit of yayin and you're not in a matzav, we're able to be medaber b'fnei melech. You can see the way they're talking to each other, they're screaming, and that they're not in the matzav, they're able to be medaber b'fnei melech. So that's not a way to be mispalel. But shsui yayin to pasul the avoda is a much lesser level of shsui yayin that would pasul the avoda. And we're in such a state at Shabbos Mincha. So if you're going to be at a state where the avoda is going to be pasul anyway, so then the kohanim don't have any advantage over the Yisraelim. So says the Marsham, unbelievable chiddush la'alacha, that you don't have to give a kohen the first aliyah when it comes to Shabbos Mincha. There's also a poskim discussed, the Achronim bring a raya, that our hands must have gotten smaller over time because they have a kometz is supposed to hold two kazaisim, and based on the way some measure a kazais in Shiur Shel Torah, it doesn't work out that our kemitza won't hold two kazaisim. So the Shiur Shel Torah raises the question: so bizmanenu that we don't have kohanim that have large enough hands, mehiri yibana amigdash, how are we going to bring kavar mincha? No one's going to be able to hold kemitza in their hand, especially if you hold that a kohen that's not royal kemitza is possible for all avodos. If you hold that a kohen can't do kemitza is possible for any of them, then we won't be able to do anything. So he says it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guarantee to us, lo yatzush Hashem esamo, Hashem's not going to abandon us, and he's going to find us kohanim that are gigantic and that have large enough hands. So the Grach Noe raises, Rav Avraham Chaim Noe raises the question that if that's the case, what's the whole diyun in the Rambam and the Ravid where the Kohanim are allowed to drink yayin bisman hazeh? As long as you're a little kohen, as long as you're not a kohen who has gigantic hands, you should be allowed to drink yayin bisman hazeh. Oh, I see our gigantic kohen has returned. So the coincidence. So you're allowed to you should be allowed to drink yayin bisman hazeh. Okay, so says the Gemara. A kol kozim megillas tainis lo mispud. Any days that it says megillas tainis, now let us say a hespid. The fun of aser liachrov mutter. The day before is aser to say a hespid as well, but the day after is mutter to say a hespid. So the Gemara brings a brisa that megillas tainis begins with Tan Rabbanan. The megillas tainis starts with elin yomaya. These are the days the lolis ana bahon or mktsasin lo mispud bahon that you're not allowed to fast on, and some of these days you're not allowed to say a hespid on either. So they are, these days are, Meresh Yachad Nisan Vatmanya Bay. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, Itokim Tamida. What happened in those days that are worthy of celebration? We were Matzliach in the battle against the Tzedukim, that the Tzedukim wanted to say that an individual is allowed to be Menadev to bring a carbon Tamid. So in these days, we overcame that, we won that battle that has to come from the Tzibur. So they were Mesak in those days as Yom Tov, to Lo L'Misbud Bahon, that you're not even allowed to say a Hesped, and certainly you're not allowed to fast in those days. And then mitmanya be'atzof ma'ada, from the 8th day of Nisan until after Pesach, till Chaf Alav Nisan, till the end of Pesach, itosav chagadu shvu'aya. We won the battle against against the Baitusim to establish the Yom Tov of Shavuos by counting Sfira and not by counting Sfira from the second day of Pesach and not from Yom Rishon B'Shavua, not from a Sunday. And therefore, Delo L'Misput Bahon, you're also not allowed to say a Hesped and call the Chomer, you're not allowed to have a Tainus. Some Marmireish Yachon, Nisan Atman Yibayi Tokum to me, Delo L'Misput, Lomeli Mireish Yachon, why do you have to say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Lema Mitreba Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Kufay Yom Tov Uvasar, say that it's from the second day of Nisan, because anyway, Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast on, you're not allowed to say Hesped, because it's Rosh Chodesh. It's Asr anyway. Some Rav Lo Nitzrucha, El Lesser Yom Shalfanav. No, the Chiddush is that the day before is going to be Asr also. The Chavtes Adar is going to be Asr. Shalfanav Nami Tepkele Davle Yom Shalfanav Rosh Chodesh. Wouldn't the day before be Asr anyway on account of Rosh Chodesh? Says, well, no, Rosh Chodesh Daraisu, Daraisu Loboy Chizuk. Since Rosh Chodesh is Yom Tov Daraisa, we don't Asr the day before because it doesn't require that extra Chizuk. Titania Yom Meila Ksum Bim Megillus Tainus Lufneim Achreim Rasurin Shabbos Yom Tovim Hein Asurim Lufneim Achreim Mutarin. It's only the Megillus Tainus days that the day before and the day after are going to be a problem. But on the actual Yom Tov Daraisa, the day before and the day after are fine. Uma Hefresh Bein Zeh L'Zeh, why would we distinguish between them? Halol Divrei Torah V'Divrei Torah Tzrichim Chizuk. Halol Divrei Sof V'Divrei Sof Tzrichim Chizuk. That which is Yom Tov Midaraisa does not require any Chizuk. People are already taking it seriously, so we don't need to add the day before and the day after. But that which is only Yom Tov Midrabanan requires a little bit of extra Chizuk. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Mar toward the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great day and a Freilich Lichtige Chanukah.